response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Let's get to it. It's a ride of Trump Timmy with Jen off. It is Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Michelle is in Richmond Heights. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good morning. Good. It's been about a year since I've gotten through, so we're pretty excited over here.
A year? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Have you been busy? Has it just been tough to get through, or why has it been a year?
It's been tough to get through. We've been caller number two or three, depending on the number, a few times, but haven't been able to get through.
Well, I'm glad you're through now. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Who else is in the car with you, Michelle?
I have my nine-year-old, Seth, in the back seat.
Nice. School's got to be winding down. Is it the last day or next week, or when? What are they done?
Yeah, he goes till Tuesday, and I'm very okay with that.
Okay. I think that's when Westlake goes. I think it's still Tuesday. Is that what it was?
Tuesday, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to get to the game. Producer Stevie's going to take over. Just ask me to leave the room, and I'll be out of here.
All right, Tim, can you please leave the room?
Absolutely.
All right, Tim is in the hallway. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. The growing excitement for Christopher Nolan's upcoming epic, The Odyssey, has made purchasing advance tickets for the film difficult. The demand was so high for the AMEX theaters yesterday that the ticket app was overwhelmed when they went on sale and it paused ticket sales for all users. My question is simple. Do you want to see the film The Odyssey? Yes or no?
No.
All right, question number two. Niall Horan's dinner party came out at midnight, and fans better get ready to see a whole lot more of him. The singer is set to appear on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon this Wednesday for both an interview and as the musical guest. True or false, Niall was the only blonde member of the boy band One Direction.
He was the only what? I'm sorry, what was the non-member you said?
Blonde, like hair color, blonde.
Blonde hair. False.
All right, question number three. Paul Simon's ongoing comeback tour is set to be the focus of a new album and film. It's called Paul Simon, The Quiet Celebration Concert. It premieres on Disney Plus and Hulu June 26th, with his companion LP dropping on October 9th. What famous duo was Paul Simon a member of?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Question number four. It's finally here. Taylor Swift has released her new single, I Knew It, I Knew You. It was created for Toy Story 5. Earlier this month, fans were spotting some serious clues. It was true. We have the song out now. Now, in the Toy Story films, what is the name of Woody's horse?
Oh, shoot. Woody's horse?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
That's tough to remember that. Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo sat for an interview with Dazed for a new cover story. She's opening up about her life and music ahead of the release for her next album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love, which drops June 12th. What is the name of the first single released back in April for her upcoming album? The single by Olivia Rodrigo released back in April for her upcoming album.
Oh, God, I have no idea. I'll just guess, like, amazing.
We'll go with that. You never know. At least you had a guess.
Music, but it's all good.
That's all right. All right, Michelle, you did good here. I'm going to add up these totals. We're going to grab Tim, bring him back in the room. That's all coming up next.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Today we're playing rounds of Trump Timmy as Jen Tui has the day off today at a Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. So Michelle is in Richmond Heights. She answered five questions a minute ago. When I was in the hallway, how did she do?
Michelle got two.
Two correct today.
Yeah.
Waited a year to get in.
You should get less than her.
Last time I got five, but that's all right.
Did you really?
Wow.
I don't think I've ever gotten five. I don't think it's ever happened in my life.
I think it has.
Maybe in two games total, five. All right, so two today. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Just a reminder, the mug, the Jen and Tim Show mug up for grabs. Also, $50 Apex Skin gift card, and you can qualify for the June grand prize, which is an Apex Skin prize pack worth $250.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Like she's here.
Forget that.
Yep. All right, so let's get to five questions.
Question number one. The growing excitement for Christopher Nolan's upcoming epic, The Odyssey, has made purchasing advance tickets for the film difficult. Demand for IMAX was so high yesterday that the ticketing app was so overwhelmed, it crashed. Ticket sale have been paused. Do you want to see this movie? Yes or no?
I'm supposed to say yes, I think, but I don't think I will.
That's valid.
Unless Jen movie shames me into going to see it.
I don't think she cares about
it. She probably doesn't either. I don't know. It's going to be massive for sure.
Apparently.
Do you?
That, no. I don't know what it's about.
Wait, what did you say, Michelle? Did you?
I said no.
Yeah. Are we bad humans? Are we supposed to be on this? It's going to be huge.
I don't know. Couldn't even tell you what it's about.
I don't know. If you're excited or not, DM us. Yeah, I feel bad now. Oh, well.
It's all right.
I'll be at He-Man.
You'll be at MJ or...
Or Michael. I should go see that this weekend when she's off. Then she can't ask me about it.
Question number two. Niall Horan's dinner party came out at midnight, and fans better get used to seeing a whole lot more of him. The singer is set to appear on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, this Wednesday for both an interview and as the musical guest. True or false, Niall was only blonde member of the boy band One Direction.
Oh, only blonde? Harry Styles. I guess I'll say yes. I can't think of another blonde. I can't think of another blonde in the band.
It's true.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. Say, who else is blonde? I guess that'd be it. Okay, that makes sense.
That was his thing. He was the blonde one.
He was the blonde one. Yeah.
He like back then dotted even more blonde.
Yeah, I remember. I was trying to like throw back. Did anybody else have a blonde? But you're right. All right, the only one.
Question number three: Paul Simon's ongoing comeback tour is set to be the focus of a new album and film. Paul Simon, The Quiet Celebration Concert, premieres on Disney+.
Paul Simon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Premieres on Hulu.
You're like 29. You get the question about Paul Simon?
I didn't know the answer to this question about to ask you till I looked it up.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I just found this story.
I just figure I'm always like trying to prep for Disney or Hannah Montana or something because it's Stevie questions, and then I hear Paul Simon. That's all.
I found the story, so I thought maybe you guys will know this one and
very
not
intriguing.
Get upset at me. Well, anyways, you can watch that film on Disney and Hulu on June 26th with his companion LP dropping on October 9th. What famous duo was Paul Simon a member of?
Like Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah, apparently.
I cannot believe you wrote this question.
According to Google, obviously. I know who they are.
I like the transparency that you have. And then I think to myself, were you trying to write like an old person question for me? Is that what you were trying to do? Are you intrigued in the subject matter?
No, I was not.
How old is Paul Simon? I'm going to look real quick. Age.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah. 84 years old.
I didn't know he was part of this band, but I have heard of this duo.
That's good. You love it? That is a great question. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think my dad likes them.
There you go. Happy belated birthday to your dad.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
Happy birthday, Dad. Question four. It's finally here. Taylor Swift has released her new single, I Knew It, I Knew You, which was created for Toy Story 5. Earlier this month, fans were spotting some serious clues. It was true. Now we have the song. So in the Toy Story films, what is the name of Woody's horse? Don't look at me like that.
Woody's horse. Hold on. I know I'm getting it wrong. It begins with a B, doesn't it?
Yes.
I don't know it. I don't know.
Bullseye.
Bullseye! Bullseye. I can't believe I didn't know that. Oh, my gosh. All right.
Question number five. Olivia Rodrigo sat for an interview with Days for a new cover story, and she's opening up about her life and music ahead of the release for her next album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love. That's dropping on June 12th. What is the name of the first single released back in April that was on this upcoming album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love?
Drop Dead?
It was Drop Dead.
If I don't know an Olivia Rodrigo question with my 11-year-old.
Oh, she'll be mad at
you. She would be probably very upset. What are the final totals, Stevie?
Michelle, 2. Tim, 4.
See? Never got 5, I'm telling you.
Oh, because of Bullseye.
Michelle, I know. Because of Bullseye. Oh, we got a Paul Simon question. That was good. You got all sorts of stuff. You run the gamut. You have questions of all subject matter. Shout out to your dad. It has been a good day. Michelle, it's so fun to talk to you. I'm glad you got in finally after all that time, but you know what you need to say.
Yep, it's Michelle from Richmond Heights, and I did not trump Timmy.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to a round of Chump Time on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. As Jen is off today, Amanda's in Parma. She's going to play this game. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. It's Friday. It's going to be warm. Weekend's right around the corner. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. What else is going
on?
I don't know. It's enough for me. All right, so yeah. Producer Stevie's going to take over. You just need to ask me to leave the room, and then the room is all hers.
All right, Tim, can you please leave the room?
Absolutely.
All right, he is in the hallway. Are you ready, Amanda?
I am.
Perfect. Question number one. Despite the denials that anything is going on between Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein, J-Lo's friends reportedly think that there actually should be, as they had instant chemistry from their first call about the project. Do you like this match of Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein, yes or no?
No.
Neither does Tim, so he'll probably not like that question. Question number two. World Cup fever is coming to Netflix. The streaming platform is leaning into its focus on video games with FIFA World Cup Launch Edition, which is going to be a streamlined football simulation game. What country won the last World Cup back in 2022? Was it the USA or Argentina?
Argentina.
All right, question number three. Clairo recently teased that her upcoming fourth album sounds very different from her past work and has her feeling excitedly nervous about what's next. Now, Clairo got her start on what social media / video platform that launched her career back in 2017? What's the name of that app?
Who did you say again? I'm sorry.
Her name's Clairo.
TikTok.
Go with TikTok. Question number four. To celebrate the release of I Knew It, I Knew You from Toy Story 5, Taylor Swift dropped a video of the song with footage of her much younger self dressed as a cowgirl to social media. Now, that song is for Toy Story 5. What pizza restaurant do Woody and Buzz visit in the Toy Story films?
Pizza Planet.
All right, question number five. Disney has released the first teaser for Ice Age Boiling Point, the next chapter in the long-running animated franchise. Ice Age Boiling Point is scheduled to hit theaters on February 5th of 2027. I just need you to tell me how many Ice Age films have been released, the main films. How many main Ice Age films have been released?
Five.
We'll go with five on that one. Awesome. All right, Amanda, I'm going to add up your totals here. We're going to grab Tim from the hallway, bring him back in. That's all coming up next.
Let's continue around to Chump Time as Jen is off today at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Just a reminder, if you win the game, you get that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. That's fine. That's great. But also, $50 Apex Skin gift card and thrown to the grand prize drawing, which is an Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. That is all sorts of good. So how did Amanda and Parma do?
Amanda got four.
Oh, no.
I'm shocked.
Done. Four correct. That's fantastic. Anytime you can get four, I really think three or higher is you were either very knowledgeable, the questions hit you, or whatever it is. Four out of five is amazing.
Oh, you seem nervous now, Tim. Don't play that one.
Sorry. Okay, four of five.
All right, question one. Despite the denials that anything is going on between Jennifer Lopez and Brett Goldstein, J-Lo's friends reportedly think that there absolutely should be, despite them saying there isn't, as they had instant chemistry from their first call about the project.
Tim, leave him alone.
Do you like this
match? No, I don't! Leave him alone!
I told Amanda you're going to hate that question.
Yeah. No, I don't hate the question. I appreciate you writing the questions. She needs to leave him alone. Oh boy, Brett.
They have instant chemistry.
Yeah. She's got instant chemistry with everybody. Leave him alone! Okay, done.
Question two. World Cup fever is coming to Netflix. The streaming platform is leaning into its focus on video games with FIFA World Cup Launch Edition, which is a streamlined football soccer simulation game. What country won the last World Cup back in 2022? Oh, was it the USA or Argentina?
Argentina.
Yep.
We are not that great. I don't even know if it's mid. It'll be fun to watch, and I hope we do well. But there are some fantastic teams.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be in the top five.
That would be an amazing feat if that happened.
Question number three. Claro recently teased that her upcoming fourth album sounds very different from her past work, and it's making her feeling excited yet nervous about what's coming next. What social media / video platform helped launch Claro's career back in 2017?
2017? Vine.
No.
Dang.
Good guess, though.
What was it?
YouTube.
I'm only playing that because Jen said she's on the way to the airport and said, do not. I hear myself scream on the air.
Heard it again.
Oh, my God.
Jen, I told him to stop.
She did tell me to stop. I don't even care about the game now. By the way, Jen, if you're just joining us, Amanda got four and I already missed question three.
It's all right. We'll go question number four here.
You know what?
It's about to get interesting up in
here. That's right, Jen!
Oh, no.
See? You hear Amanda laugh? It's because it's funny. That's funny that we have all those. All right. Thank you, Amanda.
I'm going to get some for you.
She's texted again. I got to turn my phone off. All right, question four. Sorry.
To celebrate the release of I Knew It, I Knew You from Toy Story 5, Taylor Swift dropped a video of the song with footage of her much younger self dressed as a cowgirl to social media. Now, the song was in release for Toy Story 5. So, speaking of the Toy Story films, what pizza restaurant do Woody and Buzz visit?
It's Rocket Pizza.
Close.
Isn't there a rocket in the pizza? What's the name of the pizza place?
Pizza Planet.
Now I'm pressure. Jen's listening. Amanda's kicking my butt. This is not a good Friday now.
I had a tiebreaker ready.
Wait, what was the name of it? I missed the name of it. I'm sorry.
Pizza Planet.
Pizza Planet. Yeah, I'm deleting these messages.
Yeah, I won't be needing my tiebreaker.
I hate that I cannot stop this. She just texts. Okay. Well, you're going to love. She's going to listen, and I'm going to answer question five, and it doesn't even matter.
Question number five.
Gosh.
Disney has released the first
teaser. For Amanda today, it was.
Easy breezy.
I know, Jen.
It was.
Yep.
Disney has released the first teaser for Ice Age Boiling Point, the next chapter in the long-running animated franchise. Ice Age Boiling Point is scheduled to hit theaters on February 5th of 2027. How many main Ice Age films have been released?
Main? Three.
Nope.
How many?
Five.
You know, that's karma for playing all these drops.
Amanda got five right. She just guessed five, I think, or she knew. I don't know.
Oh.
Samesies, brah.
All right.
You did not get that one right.
Final totals.
Amanda 4, Tim 2.
Oh, my goodness. What a good way to end the week. Nice job, Amanda. 4 of 5. I don't think I've ever had 5 of 5 correct, so I wasn't going to beat her, maybe tying her, and I only got halfsies. Oh, my gosh. That was a great job. So you're going to get the Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. You deserve that. Also, $50 Apex Skin gift card. You also deserve that. And remember, every winner this month gets qualified for the Apex Skin prize pack worth $250, which is just amazing. You deserve it. It's always fun to play the game. And I got crushed. So tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name is Amanda from Parma, and I just trumped Timmy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.